Ohio police have charged one man, Ariel Castro, over the kidnappings of three Cleveland women a decade ago. He's been charged with rape and kidnap, but they say there's not enough evidence to press charges against his two brothers. 10 years after they disappeared, two of the Ohio kidnapping victims have had emotional reunions with their families. Relatives of Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus have called for them to be given the privacy they need to recover. Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs says the number of children in immigration detention centres is shocking. She says more children than ever, around 1,300, are being held because of a backlog in asylum claims. She's urging the government to abandon its latest plan to send families to the Curtin and Wickham detention centres. The Australian Defence Force is investigating claims of misconduct during a joint operation with Afghan security forces. The incident last month resulted in the deaths of four insurgents. An Italian container ship has crashed into a control tower in the port of Genoa, killing seven people. Three others are still missing as rescue workers comb through the rubble and divers search the surrounding water. The 50-metre-high tower collapsed and the ship's hull was badly damaged. The Murray-Darling River system has been identified on a new international list of endangered ecosystems. The so-called Red List has been set up by a team of scientists in conjunction with the United Nations. Seven other Australian areas have been recognised as vulnerable. They include the red gum forests of Echuca in Victoria and the seagrass meadows of South Australia.